Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought is a dog.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Morag Barrett. Morag is the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. He's the founder and the president of Sky Team, Sky with a Y Team. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her company. Morag, thanks again for being here. Oh, yeah, S-K-Y-E, that's right.
Correct.
And tell us what you do for your folks.
What do I do for my folks? I help them to get unstuck. So whether that's at the company, team, or individual career level. Because what we find is when people are frustrated, either they're not delivering on their business strategy, or their team is missing milestones, or maybe you're not even moving forward as fast as you'd like in your career, it comes down to the people side. It's the inability to communicate, have those tough conversations, to focus on what needs to get done. And so that's what me and my team do very well, is we help people get unstuck by focusing on the leadership management skills needed for success.
And that's all. You can find that at her website, Sky Team, with a Y and an E.
Y-E.
SkyTeam.com.
Yes.
Morag, one of the things I know you talk about is something called, you call it an accountability partner. And
yes.
Tell us why it's important and how do we do it?
It's lonely when we keep trying to do things on our own. And even if you're a solopreneur, there are people, friends, colleagues, family, who are there rooting for you to be successful. So don't be the superhero and try to do it yourself. Get them involved, and then they can hold you accountable. And it brings us back to the New Year's resolutions or the business goals for 2016. Tell your colleagues you're trying to learn a new language. If they happen to speak it, they can practice with you. If you're learning a new language, they can ask you each week, what words did you learn? So get an accountability partner, somebody who's going to keep you on that path, especially when it gets hard or you start to get distracted. They can keep you focused so that you stay.
And if you're a member of the family, if you're listening mm-hmm. to this, to us, and you're a member, and there's someone in your family who is creating something from nothing, mm-hmm. like small business owners and entrepreneurs do, you know, ask them productive questions. Don't just act interested in what they're doing. Become interested in what they're
yes.
doing, because they need someone. They need to know that someone not only is depending on them, but gives a darn about them. That actually
yes.
wants to know. You know, if you go off into the marketplace. And you're living by your wits as a small business owner. You're creating something from nothing. As you say, it gets lonely, and it would be nice to know that somebody in the family, somebody in the organization, somebody that you know, is aware of that.
Yes, agreed.
Tell me about the people you called on today. How'd those conversations go? You know, and sometimes you don't want to talk about it when you go home, but a lot of times you do, and it helps, doesn't it?
Well, have a conversation and ask, essentially get permission to be that accountability partner. Because the risk is, if things aren't going to plan, it can be misinterpreted that, oh, you don't trust me either, and it just makes things worse.
Yeah.
But having a conversation around what is it you're trying to achieve and how can I help? And would it be useful if once a week, once a month, we sat down and I asked you these questions to help you to think through your challenges, what's working, what's not, and what you can do next and different
right.
next month?
And I do think there's a difference in the family conversation about that
yes.
and a peer conversation.
Yes,
like,
agreed.
Because, I mean, those are two different conversations. The peer could be where you get together with you could create your own mastermind group, couldn't you? Of three or four other solopreneurs, or three or four other small business owners, or join one of the roundtable organizations that are out there
yes.
that are formal.
Yes, agreed. I mean, again, that could be your next New Year's resolution, is to find that small
BNI Business Network partners. International, BNI.com.
Yeah.
One of the what are some of the others? The Chamber of Commerce.
Huge frizzle.
That's right, exactly
just
right.
Even looking in your LinkedIn network, who are you already connected to that you haven't spoken in a while? Here's an excuse to get back in touch. But keep it small and nimble, 3 to 5 people, maybe 5, because then if some people can't make it every month, it means you've got 3 or 4 people to have a great conversation. Right. Give each person 15, 20 minutes of the floor, and then provide that peer support network. Mm-hmm. And that might be referrals to bookkeepers or advice on how to achieve their goals. And together, you'll have more fun, you'll strengthen those relationships, and you're more likely to achieve your goals.
Morag Barrett, ladies and gentlemen, the wisdom of Morag Barrett. SkyTeam.com, SkyeTeam.com is how you find her.
Correct.
The book is Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships. Morag, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jim. Happy New Year.
See you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.